Bobby Bones here with another Best Fiends announcement. It's the five-star puzzle game that has everybody talking. So if you still haven't played Best Fiends, I don't know what you're waiting for. There's no other puzzle game like it. With tons of cute characters to collect and thousands of puzzles to solve, I do have a feeling that you're going to be obsessed with it. Crushing Candy is so 2015, so go and download Best Fiends for free on the Apple App Store or Google Play right now. Best Fiends, that's friends without the R. Best Fiends, go download it right now, and I think you'll probably be like us, and you'll be obsessed with it.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. We're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it
up. Oh, yeah. Ooh-blah-dee, ooh-blah-da, life goes on, na-na-na-na, life goes on. Thank you. Here we are. It's Wednesday morning. I'm in the studio in Nashville with all my friends. More studio!
Morning.
Yeah, look at us. Look at everybody. Man, look at Amy being late.
Sorry.
Everywhere she goes, she's a little bit late. I was in the bathroom this morning. You know, we get here early. The show starts now, depending on where you are. In some time zones, it's 6 a.m. and some it's 5 a.m., but we're in the bathroom, and so there are a couple other shows that are here in the morning. And I mean, there are two urinals that are right next to each other, and you go up, and sometimes you walk up to the urinal, and you're standing next to another gentleman, and you're urinaling at the same time, and your shoulders are both looking forward. And, you know, we're doing our thing, and he just walks out without washing his hands. And I'm like, what happened?
Oof.
Like, I was with him. Like, you know, you should wash your hands, right? You should just wash your hands. You should, not even just there peeing. Just in general, wash your hands. But it was weird he didn't wash his hands.
I mean, I've been seeing that happen a little bit too, and I don't get it. Because I feel like, okay, I've come to accept there's some people that don't wash their hands.
Yes.
And, okay, I get that at this point. I mean, I don't really get it, but I get it. But if somebody else is there witnessing you just walk out and not wash your hands, you would think the mere sight of another human would at least make you go fake it.
Yeah, I thought he should have faked it too. Or watched them only because I was in the room. Because he walked out and I was like, wait, dude. Yeah, I'm never touching your hand again. If you try to shake my hand, I'm going to go, then that's a lot of the reason that I do chicken wing or daps. I thought that's pretty gross this morning. Yeah. Started my morning
people
off.
People are gross.
We're all gross in different ways. To be fair, we all do things that are gross in different ways. I'm a guy that's freaked out by hands and germs. But, you know, I wash my hands a lot, but I'm sure I do things.
Sure.
I don't really think you do anything gross.
My nose hairs grow at like an astronomical rate. Like I'll go and I'll shave them or whatever you do. I'll trim them at like 3 a.m. I get home from work, you know what time, 11 noon or whatever, and they're down to my lip again. And I'm like, what?
So manly.
My nose hairs, they're just like dropping. That's gross. I got like hairs going out of all my holes in my body now that I'm like 38.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymundo. Hurricane Michael is coming. It's going to hit the panhandle of Florida around midday today. It's a Category 4 hurricane right now. In lottery news, the Mega Millions is the third biggest jackpot ever at $548 million. The drawing's going to be Friday night. And finally, in sports, in the baseball playoffs, four teams remain. Games get back underway on Friday.
Bobby Bone, come on.
Amy, you ever know anybody that wears an ankle monitor?
I have.
Yeah, me too.
Mm-hmm.
And like, yes, like some of my family used to wear ankle monitors. It's so weird to think about that. I know. It was just kind of a normal thing.
Okay, well, we're a little bit different. For you, it was normal. For me, I can think of one person. And it was when I was a kid and he was like friends with my mom.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there's this guy and he's wearing an ankle monitor because he was on probation. And so he puts a clip up on Facebook of him showing how to take it off without damaging it.
Oh.
Oh, interesting.
What an idiot. It's probably the same reason he's got an ankle monitor on, because he doesn't make good decisions. But he gets on and goes, hey, this is how you take it off. And then he puts it on Facebook. And he should have it on. And then don't put it on Facebook, even if you take it off. So, yeah, I saw that. What's up with you? You good?
Yeah, doing good.
What's up with your dad?
No ankle bracelet here. My dad's sort of on an ankle bracelet monitor situation. He's got this bed pad.
Well, hold on. Not for jail, though. Your dad's fighting cancer right now.
Yeah, not for jail, but he does feel like he's on a leash and it's making him mad. He can't do anything without this alarm going off, and it really agitates him because, you know, he wants to go put on his cowboy boots and leave the hospital, but he can't do that.
Really?
All he keeps talking about is, where are my boots? When can I put my boots on? And he can't. He's going to be in the hospital probably for another couple of weeks while he finishes chemo and radiation. But, yeah, he has this bed pad underneath him so that anytime he tries to sit up or try to get out of his bed, this crazy alarm goes off and nurses come running in. And really, if we're in the room, I can monitor that. But the ankle bracelet made me think of that's sort of like his ankle monitor. Poor guy.
How long are you staying in Austin with him?
I'm going to be here the rest of this week, and then I don't know. I may come back with the kids and my husband next week. It just depends. I don't feel good leaving him because he just seems in such a fragile state right now. And that's another reason why he can't get up. He's a fall risk. So if he wants to try to get up, and that's just to clarify, if it beeps, that's why people need to run in there, because he's trying to stand up. And if he stands up alone, if he falls, it could be bad. So I just want to be with him. I really don't know how much longer, but
I wonder if we would all have to put monitors on ourselves for something we do that's annoying. Like for Amy, I would, anytime she leaves, sets her phone down or her wallet, alarm goes off. Amy loses everything.
Yes.
All the time.
I would. That's probably good. I'd wear it.
Whenever
it
you
me a
get
lot of trouble.
A certain reach from your phone and wallet, it goes off. Yeah. That's why I would put yours. With Lunchbox, he just walks around and farts everywhere.
Oh, good one.
This is gross.
It's terrible.
We need some kind of internal stomach thing connected to his ankle.
So before he does it, it goes off.
And then Eddie's would be being late.
Yeah.
Anytime he's late. Well, Amy, what would I do that we can monitor?
Anytime you have doubt or...
Well, come on, that's human. What are you talking about? Anytime I have doubt.
Or when he gets places early, Amy.
Yeah.
No,
early.
Anytime he smiles.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
When he dances too well.
I know. When you're dancing with your mouth open.
Oh, yeah. Oh. That's good. You know, I was going... That's funny. And because this week I'm dancing a fast song again.
Oh, great.
I know.
Oh,
so
no.
You know it's straight jawed right down. Oh.
I feel like with the contemporary dance this week, you were able to kind of slow things down and have your mouth closed. Yeah. I didn't really see the mouth open, but oh no.
I know.
If we're speeding it up again.
I know. Dancing with the Stars, parentheses, but with your mouth open. Dun, dun, dun. Yeah, that's a good one.
Bobby Bone Show.
Here we go. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
It's the 30-second skinny.
Luke Bryan added Thomas Rhett, Dustin Lynch, and Lauren Elena to his Crash My Playa lineup. It's in Mexico, January 23rd through the 26th.
I always admire people who can go to that one. It costs a little bit of money to go. I mean, that's like a vacation. You have to take your life vacation to go to Mexico, which, by the way, I ain't going to Mexico. Luke Bryan aside, I like to keep my head. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, you do up the risk of maybe losing a limb.
Yeah.
Or your head.
Chop my head off. They'll get me. I'm like a butterfly, a rare butterfly. I'll be out there doing my dance.
Your Luke Bryan dance?
No, my fancy dance. Oh. Yeah, my interpretive dance. They'll see me coming, man. And then also, you got to be a hardcore country music fan. Like, you travel to Mexico to watch Luke. Yeah, good for those people. I wish I loved something that much. You got to really love Luke Bryan to do that. Maybe I love Luke Bryan that much. Maybe I should go. What else, Morgan, number two?
Faith Hill will be a judge on a new reality talent competition called The World's Best. She joins Drew Barrymore and RuPaul for judges.
That show's taping right next to us right now.
Oh, really?
I saw RuPaul walk out of... I mean, literally across the hall.
Wow.
Where we're taping the show. And I saw RuPaul walk out, and he's smaller than I thought. And he wasn't dressed as RuPaul. It was just... I mean, I don't know what RuPaul's... I don't know what his name is. He's... Whatever. And so I was like, hey, that's RuPaul. But he wasn't as a woman.
He's always like got headdresses on.
Yeah, he was just in a suit. And I was like, that's RuPaul. But yeah, that shows. I didn't see Faith, though. Oh, man. She didn't even text me and say she was over there. All right, what else?
Rude.
Zac Brown Band has re-recorded the song From Now On from the movie The Greatest Showman. It's for a tribute album that comes out on November 16th.
The Greatest Showman.
Showman.
Showman. Sorry. Come on. Amy, you know I'm obsessed with this movie and the soundtrack, right?
I do.
The song that I danced to this week was from The Greatest Showman. The Greatest Showman. Million Dreams.
I close my eyes and I can see a world that's waiting.
I wonder who's going to re-record that one. I wonder if it's me and they haven't told me yet.
Ooh.
I'm going to go back in and record it. I close my eyes. All right, is that it, Morgan number two?
That's it. I'm Morgan number two. That's the skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Lila was born with a rare disease where she had a kidney problem and liver problem. She needed a transplant. She was on dialysis for 3 years. So they posted on Facebook saying, hey, we need a kidney. We need some liver. So they share it. People share it. Friends of friends of friends. Someone gets a kidney, donates it. Friend of that goes and gets tested. Oh, liver's a match. Donates part of their liver. And Lila gets a new kidney and a new liver.
Wow. A lot of shares. Yeah. And did someone really write, we need some liver?
That's not an exact quote.
That would have been cool.
That sounds like, because with catfish, we use chicken
liver.
Yeah, chicken livers all the time. And my grandma would say, we need some livers. And so that's what that sounded like. Not, we need a liver.
You get a bowl of chicken liver?
Yeah. It's like, go get some liver. All right. That's a good story, though.
Yeah, thank you, Facebook.
Yeah, thank you, Facebook. And that's what it's all about right there.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Newport Richie, Florida. James Newberry was out of money. He's like, what can I do to get some more money? I know, counterfeit money. Mm. So he headed down to the public library to use the color printer to print some fake money. Prints it out, and he's like, how am I going to get this cut? So he takes it to the librarian and says, hey, can you use your paper cutter to chop the money?
That's so funny. What an idiot. Like, color printer, chopping money with like the... Go ahead.
So the librarian's like, oh, this doesn't seem right. She called police, and they searched his house, and he had a bunch of counterfeit making money, and he was arrested.
I mean, you're using the color printer at the library. You're going to get caught. I wonder if someone got the money and was like, this doesn't seem right. Why is Chris Farley on the dollar bill? All right, thank you, Lunchbox.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
The Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
1 hour away from Luke Combs in the studio playing for Joy Week.
I'm 1 number away from calling you. I said I was through.
1 hour. Luke Combs. Now, though, it's time for Amy versus Lunchbox. By the way, if Amy wins today, she's the season champion.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no.
It's 9-7 as we play to 10. If Amy wins, she's the champ. Did you know that, Amy? I see your mouth. Like,
I didn't know.
Yeah.
I didn't know we were so close. Yeah. Okay.
Are you ready to play? Because I'll ask Amy 3 questions that traditionally guys would know the answer to. Then I'll ask Lunchbox 3 questions that traditionally ladies will know the answer to. And we shall begin now. Amy. Pro Football Hall of Famer Brett Favre turns 49 today. Spell Favre.
Oh my gosh. Hold on. What did I say? Farve.
Final?
Final.
Oh.
Dang it, what is it?
Let's go.
No,
well, let's go over to Lunchbox. Lunchbox, can you spell Favre as in Brett Favre?
Yeah, F-A-V-R-E, Favre.
As in Favre.
What'd I say?
That is correct.
You said F-A-R-V-E.
You spelled it the way it sounds, but it's spelled Favre.
Favre?
Yeah.
Favre?
All right, Lunchbox stole the point there. Here we go. Question number 2, Amy. In blackjack, an ace has the value of what 2 numbers?
What?
In blackjack.
I know.
An ace has the value of what 2 numbers?
Oh my gosh, I know this. I know this. I just can't think of it right now.
Oh, well, right now is when the game's happening. So that really puts us in a tough place.
Okay.
We can check back with you at like 3 p.m. if you want.
No. Okay. An ace is an 11 or a 1.
Correct.
Wow.
Yes.
Good one, Amy.
Yes.
There you go. Good, good.
Vegas.
You just yell the word Vegas?
Vegas,
well,
baby.
I mean,
Vegas.
A couple times I've played blackjack there. Okay.
Ready, Amy?
Yeah.
What do you call the little tool that you get with IKEA furniture to screw in all the screws? It doesn't have to be IKEA, but just for an example, get that little
tool. I know what you're
talking
about. Yeah. Oh, the monkey wrench.
The monkey wrench. Show me Monkey Ranch.
No.
Lunchbox, you can steal now. Go
IKEA
ahead.
Furniture. Yeah. What do you get with IKEA furniture?
I know
any
what
furniture,
it looks
the
like.
The little wrench that you use. Like if you buy furniture, it's the little, that little thing. Go ahead.
What do you call that?
Mm-hmm, go ahead.
It's not a monkey wrench.
No.
What in the world?
You got this, baby.
Yeah, I know, I know, I know.
Three?
Holy, whoa, you gave her like an hour.
But this is a steal.
It's a...
You have to steal quick or you get caught by the cops.
And the whole time I was guessing you could be...
Time. Oh, my goodness. It's an Allen wrench. I'm sorry.
Oh, Allen, monkey, whatever.
Yes, it's 1-1. Let's go over to Lunchbox now as we play. There was a false rumor that Dakota Johnson and Chris Martin from Coldplay were expecting a baby. I don't know if you heard that rumor or not.
Yeah, I did. I know that rumor.
Wow. Okay, what movie is Dakota Johnson known for?
Twilight.
Oh, no. Amy, go ahead. You can steal.
50 Shades of Grey.
Correct.
Wow.
There we go. Let's go.
Wait, she's not pregnant?
I don't know. I didn't even know the rumor.
I thought she was.
I don't know. Who cares?
Lunchbox heard about it. Hey, Lunchbox.
Yep.
In yoga, the staff pose has you doing what?
Posing.
The staff pose. Obviously, it's posing. It's a pose.
I know, but I was just trying to get away with a trick answer.
In yoga, the staff pose has you doing what?
Standing on one leg.
Amy, do you know it?
I've done yoga for 10 years, and nobody has ever said staff pose, but I'll just go with holding your arm in the air.
Sitting. Staff pose has you sitting. Oh. What's the score?
Okay.
Lunchbox 2, Lunchbox 1. To tie to go to sudden death to keep it alive. The question is, can he do it? Lunchbox.
Yep.
Tiffany, Harry Winston, and David Yurman design what?
Rings. Jewelry.
I'll accept rings, which is jewelry. Yeah. That's correct.
Oh, wow. How'd you know that?
He's in it.
Because did he go to Tiffany's?
Tiffany. He's in it. Oh. Yeah.
That's the only one I knew.
Okay, boys and girls, let's see.
I'm writing it down.
Let's go to Amy first. Amy,
mm-hmm.
Let's go. Royal Purple and Shell Rotella are brands of what? This is a guy question. Royal Purple and Shell Rotella are brands of what? Do you know that?
What?
Do you not hear me or are you just yelling at yourself? I'm confused.
Oh, I know. Dip. Chewing tobacco.
Dip. The guys have walked over to show me where the clip is to We Are the Champions if Amy clinches.
There was a flurry
behind me. I know. Did you guys see that and wonder what
yes.
was happening? Amy says dip or chewing tobacco. Which one would it be, Amy? Those.
They're the same thing, right?
No. You can. Any. They're both wrong anyway.
Okay. Yeah.
Lunchbox.
Yeah.
You get this, you win. And you
okay.
move on to another round.
What is the answer to that one?
Motor oil.
I almost said some. Oh, gosh.
You can't do I almost, though.
I know, but the thought that a car fluid even popped in my brain.
Lunchbox.
Yeah.
What home crafting hobby would you use brads, eyelets, and punchies for? What home crafting hobby would you use brads, eyelets?
Oh, that's easy.
Oh, he says it's easy. Do you really know it, though?
Yeah, I know it.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, just go ahead and let's move on next season. Let's go. It's 9-8.
Wait, you think you have it?
Yeah, it's easy.
Oh, I'm nervous for him.
No, it's easy.
Go ahead.
It's scrapbooking. Boom.
Oh.
Yeah, brads. That's what you put them on. And you punch holes. Punchies.
Yeah.
It's scrapbooking. Go ahead. Don't even try to add play
me. Did he get it?
Ding. Ding it.
Did he
Ding.
Get it?
Ding. Yeah. Yeah.
He's a fighter. He's scrapping.
Yeah. Nice win, man.
Nice win. Tomorrow, we'll see what happens again.
Ludacris going in on the verse because I know.
All right.
I almost heard this part.
Yeah, man. Come on. It's a real song.
The Bobby Bones Show.
What do you think about trick-or-treating in the age when kids should stop? Amy.
Oh, I think they're good until, like, you're a teenager. So does that make it 13, 14?
If you
maybe
were...
Maybe you could, maybe... Okay, I know my answer. When you can drive.
Whoa, that's 16.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Lunchbox, what do you think?
Man, I think if you want to trick-or-treat, you trick-or-treat. I don't care if you're 21 years old. If you want it to be a kid and still go trick-or-treating, you can go trick-or-treating.
The problem is I would feel like if an adult was trick-or-treating, they were casing my house for robbery later. Like, it would feel dangerous.
I understand what you're saying, but I feel like we try to grow up too fast, and if someone wants to stay a kid and enjoy the festivities of Halloween, let them enjoy it.
At that age, can't you just go to the store?
Buy your own candy?
Just go and spend $4 and get all your little Crunch Bars. Listen, I know you are a kid at heart all the time.
I love it.
If I were King Ding-a-ling of Halloween, right, and I were to make all the rules, I'd probably cut it off at 12.
Oh. Ooh.
It's like, once you get into seventh grade,
what?
It's a little too much. I think I'd cut it off at 12.
That's the Grinch of Halloween. The only problem is when they get up in the older ages, they don't really put a costume on. They just put a black shirt on and they bring a bag and they're like, trick or treat. I'm like, come on. At least show some effort, people.
Trick or treating over the age of 12 in certain Virginia towns could land you fined or in jail.
Oh, my. I hate that Virginia town.
Well, several towns in eastern Virginia take their trick-or-treating very seriously. In fact, if you're over the age of 12, you could land in jail if you're asking for candy on Halloween night. Now listen, spending time in the slammer seems a little excessive. I'll be honest with you, you shouldn't be in the slammer. Yeah, you shouldn't be on locked up Halloween version. You're flipping through MSNBC and it's a bunch of 14-year-olds with their bags of candy. Yeah, I've been here since 1997. I got one too many Reese's peanut butter cups. But yeah, according to Chesapeake, Virginia City Code, or as we like to call it, Chesa-freak! Any person over the age of 12 who engages in trick-or-treat is, quote, guilty of misdemeanor and shall be punished by a fine of not less than $25 or by confinement of jail. Listen,
wow.
You're not going to jail, but they just put that in there in case the judge is having a bad day. Yeah, and then there's out the Hampton. This is a lot of the places that we know.
These are our towns.
Norfolk. Yeah. Newport News. These are our cities. I'm into it. I love it. 14-year-olds don't need to go knocking on doors begging for candy. 4-year-olds do. 9-year-olds do. We all have different opinions. But if I were the newly created position of King Ding-a-ling of Halloween, I would say, when you turn 13, you're done. Because you're up to no good. You're up to no good at age 13 trick-or-treating. You're just causing trouble. You're not trick-or-treating. You're causing trouble.
That's not true.
Okay. Mostly, though. Yes, it is. Your daughter's how old, Amy?
She's 11, and I totally see her still wanting to trick-or-treat when she's 13 or 14 with her girlfriends.
But she just came to America, so she's never had Halloween before.
Right. And like what? Now she's only allowed to trick-or-treat like 2 more years?
Or she goes to jail.
Or she's in prison.
Yeah.
And then she's getting locked up? Like, that just doesn't seem right.
Well, you know, sometimes you have to learn the hard way.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Amy, what happened to you?
Well, I was just kind of asked in a judgmental tone why I didn't have my own babies.
Wait. So, okay.
But that's how it was phrased, my own babies. And I do feel like I have my own children, but I know they were implying why I adopted kids from Haiti instead of getting pregnant with my own babies.
Wow, what a weird question. And I wonder, did they mean it rude?
Well, it was a stranger, so I don't know their personality at all. I just did definitely question their delivery and just wanted to kind of put that out there to people that this can be a very sensitive subject for a lot of people. And you just probably should check your tone. I mean, you may not be able to empathize if you've never been through it, but you can at least like try to find like a sympathetic tone instead of a more judgmental tone. Even if you really don't mean it, just check the tone.
Yeah, maybe they didn't mean it.
I hope so.
Yeah, it's hard for me to think that a human would say that on purpose. Yeah. Like, where were you at the hospital with your dad?
Yeah. And it was just a question that came up, and I adopted 2 kids from Haiti, and it was like, oh, so, like, why don't you have your own kids? Kind of like that.
Okay, let me play devil's advocate a bit, because I know that's you're sensitive about that, and you should be. I just think that I would say something stupid like that and later realize it and go, ooh, I wish I wouldn't have said it like that.
Yeah, and that's why, I mean, I'm really honestly not trying to take offense, and I get it, but we just need to be aware of, like, this, how someone, it could be, if it was, it's not fresh for me anymore, so it's fine, but for someone that it may be really fresh, like, they could have taken a pregnancy test that morning, and they've been trying to get pregnant for 3 years, and you're like, well, why don't you have your own kids? And it's like, well, you know what? Yeah. Been trying. it's not happening. Biologically not working for me. So yeah, I decided to adopt kids. Like, what's the big deal? And they are mine and I feel like they are my own. But it was just awkward. So I was just, you know, throwing it out there, trying to share with you so that maybe we could share with other people too.
I worry sometimes that I say things wrong to you.
Oh, I know that I've said something wrong to somebody regarding something.
No, no, so I mean, even about adoption, because I'm always like, I know there's a right vernacular, and sometimes yeah. I don't get it right. All I'm saying is I bet you they didn't mean it how you took it, but you were right to feel the way you felt. And listen, I still want, your kids have been here since, what, December of last year?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Where were they on the happiness scale when they got here? 1 to 10.
Oh, man. Okay. I feel like week one, it was...
Like right when they got here.
10. So excited, but a little overwhelmed. So there was some confusion. And then after things, you know, we got settled and the parties were over and everything was like in place. One weekend probably went down to like a 2.
Oh, wow. Went that far down, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Did they get homesick?
Mm-hmm. It was pretty drastic. And it was when I was going through a lot of, and that's when it was painful for everybody. There was just a lot of hurts and a lot of confusion and a lot of, you know, not understanding what was really happening. So it was hard and they didn't know how to express themselves. So it was.
Because of English, the language barrier.
Because of the language barrier, and also they'd never been in this situation before. And I think you're young and you're trying to express, you know, your feelings and you don't know how to process, it's a lot. So for them, sometimes it would come out in sort of a mean, hurtful way. But some of that was them testing us as well at the same time.
Do you think they trust you guys now?
They're learning to, that's for sure. And I think that's where we've seen them get more comfortable and open up and, you know, allow us to love them unconditionally. And I hope that they're starting to get like a hint of what that means, because I just know they just didn't have that. That wasn't in their, that wasn't even a possibility for them. They didn't know. They've never felt that before. They have felt abandonment, and we're trying to show them, you know, that we're not going to leave you. We're going to be here forever.
Where are they now on the happiness scale?
I would put them at a 8.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Where are you on the happiness scale?
8? At 9, 10, I mean, I wouldn't say I'm a 10. We're still sorting through some stuff. I'm ecstatic that they're here and they're my kids. But, like, there's just, I don't know. Are you talking about just in relation to them or life in general?
Just in general.
Okay, 7.
Yeah, because your dad's sick.
I just went back down. Mm-hmm.
But your kids are getting better.
My kids are great. They're getting better. I feel like I need to pull it together a little bit, but.
I think you're actually doing great. Amy and I were texting, and like, yeah, I've said it before. I think you're my best friend, and I've been so gone with every, like, doing this TV show and just being in California a lot. And I was like, hey, I don't want you to feel like, because I'm not reaching out all the time, you don't feel like I care. And so I know you're going through a lot.
Oh, well, I know that you have so much going on, and I've been so confused as to what's happening with my dad. It's like a roller coaster. Like, this is just not where we're supposed to be. It's just not. I can't even believe it. I don't even know what's happening, and I'm just trying to take it day by day. And that's all that I can do, is just hopefully that we'll turn around. This has to turn around. If it doesn't turn around, I just don't even know.
It's crazy that he was going in for a 2-week cancer surgery, like quick. And it's
not
been,
even.
And it's supposed been how
to be
long
out of the
now?
Hospital, 3 to 5 days. He had the surgery at the end of June.
July, August, so months.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh, sorry, yeah, that just, stinks.
It's, you know, it's okay. Everybody has stuff.
You're right.
So
you're right about
everybody
that.
Everybody has stuff, and I'm aware of that. And so I just want to focus on things that I'm grateful for and thankful for. And, you know, I'm thankful my dad, he's still able to make jokes. Like, sometimes they don't make sense, but he's making jokes, and I love that.
And your dad thinks I'm dating my dancing partner?
Yeah. Yeah, he's really glad you found somebody. After watching y'all together, uh-huh. I think he just is assuming y'all are together.
A lot of people are.
And after y'all got done performing, he goes, this makes me happy for him. Like, I'm really glad he finally found someone.
Well, good for us, huh?
right?
Yeah, we're happy for you, dude.
You know, Sharna, my Dancing with the Stars partner, did a Bobby cast, and so you can hear her kind of talk about her story. And this is, I was like, hey, why do you think they paired us together?
The show matches you up based off ability. Yes, you have quite a story to tell, but I have such a love for telling stories, and especially people's stories. And I think that's a huge part of it, because I'm a nurturer and they know I'm going to tell your story well. But I do think at the same time, in knowing I'm the only single girl on the cast, they always pair me up with someone in the hopes that maybe it will spark a little something.
So that's just her talking honestly, going, they put us together because they want us to get together. So, yeah, there's mm-hmm. that. Mm-hmm. And Amy's dad.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my dad, he knows what's up.
He knows what's up, I guess. Who knows? You know, who knows?
Just I mean, he's at the hospital. He also thinks he's at a bus stop half the time, so. Oh.
I don't even want to laugh.
No,
I don't want to laugh.
No, come on. I need you to laugh because it really is.
Well, sometimes I think I'm at a bus stop too, and I'm not, so I get it. I get it.
I mean, sometimes you just got to find the humor in the situation.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah. Over to Amy for a slightly early morning corny.
The morning corny.
What kind of lettuce did they serve on the Titanic?
What kind of lettuce did they serve on the Titanic?
Iceberg.
Come on, that's easy. That's a good one. That's strong. She came strong today. I gotta tell you.
That was the morning corny.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Brace yourself for this one, my friends. Every once in a while, you get to tell me something good where you go, oh, what? So this guy in Georgia, he's outside of his home. He drops his lighter right as someone starts to shoot bullets at his house. And as he drops his lighter to pick it up, bullets come crashing through his porch. Had he not bent over, he'd have been shot right in the head.
Whoa. Is that where the...
That's the response I was looking for, yeah. Was that natural?
Yeah, it was, but I just couldn't remember if I nailed the words exactly.
You did. It was good. Yeah, and I don't even think they were shooting at his house. Like, bullets, because they were... Wow. He lived in a bad neighborhood, and they were shooting at somebody else's house, but bullets came through. Had he not dropped his lighter, the bullet would have hit him right in the head.
Wow.
Lucky.
Good thing he smokes.
No, he was lighting he was trying to light a candle.
No, he wasn't. He definitely wasn't. Amy, isn't that a crazy story?
That might be one of the crazier stories we've ever told.
Man. Like, Bix just signed up to an endorsement deal.
Oh, yeah, you know what I mean? For sure.
That's Tell Me Something Good right there. That's what it's all about. Well, kind of. That's just a crazy one, yeah.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Did you know you could roll all of your credit card debt into one monthly payment at a lower fixed interest rate? LightStream offers credit card consolidation loans with 5.89% APR with AutoPay, much lower than the average credit card interest rate of over 18% APR. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you can even get your funds as soon as the day you apply. Because LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate and no fees. Apply today and get a special discount on top of LightStream's already low rates. The only way for listeners to get this special discount is to go to LightStream.com/country. That's LightStream.com/country. Go to LightStream.com/country. Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com/country for more information.
Bobby Bones.
It's an hour-long in-studio concert.
With Luke Combs.
Joy Week.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's do it again. Yes, yes, yes. Amy, in a sentence. What are we trying to do today with Joy Week? Like, what's the goal?
We are trying to choose joy for ourselves. That means everybody listening, do it for yourself first. That way you can then spread that joy and positivity to others.
That's right.
Big or small, whatever you can do to bring joy to someone else this week, this is the week to be intentional.
I love that. I love intentional, super deliberate. Just do something.
Because it's not always easy, uh-huh. But Bobby's been saying too, Joy Week is also a good time of year to just reset and remind yourself that, yeah, sometimes life throws you lemons, make lemonade.
Or you just eat the peel. Bye, dude. So that being said, let's clap. Here we go. We got Luke Combs here. Luke Combs and his full band in the studio live right now. Luke, this is your first Joy Week, but you were one of the first artists that we reached out to and immediately were like, yeah, I'm in. So what made you want to come be a part of this?
Well, obviously, it's a great cause, and you know, my favorite thing in the world is playing music. Whether that be for nobody in my living room or for however many people are listening right now. I just love being able to help people and play music at the same time. It doesn't get any better than that.
How do you think you've built such a dedicated fan base?
I think just that, being dedicated to your fans is how you build a dedicated fan base. And so we use the, you know, Ticketmaster Verified program for my shows to make sure that our fans are actually the ones getting the tickets, and try to keep the scalpers out of the equation. But I think it's just that, you know, when I used to put songs out on YouTube a lot and kind of see, you know, that was kind of my way of judging what the fans liked and what they wanted to hear. And so we did that with this deluxe album that came out recently, and songs like Beautiful Crazy have taken off for us. And She Got the Best of Me is an old fan favorite from when I was in college. So I think it really is just listening to your fans and hearing what they have to say, and catering to them in the best way possible is what we try to do every day.
Luke Combs is here with his full band. All right, Luke, what are you going to play first?
Let's play She Got the Best of Me. Let's do that.
Hey guys, so because of licensing rules, we can't play anything with music on this iHeartRadio channel or podcast anymore, but you can go to bobbybones.com to see it. We hate that we had to take it down. It wasn't our decision, but I just wanted to keep you up, and we wanted to keep up as much as possible. So go to bobbybones.com to watch or hear whatever you're missing right now, and thank you for listening to the show, and sorry about all the legal stuff. Mr. Bobby Bones. Luke Combs is here for Joy Week. Luke, for those listening who have never had the chance to see you perform, what can people expect to see at a Luke Combs show?
Well, I tell you, I move around a lot more than people probably think that I do. You know, I'm a bigger guy, you know, 3 bills, 3X type guy. But I can move around a little bit, you know. Maybe I'll be on Dancing with the Stars, Bobby. I don't know. I don't think that I would make it very far, probably. I don't think they would probably even let me in the room with some of those folks. I think they'd be scared. If I fell, put a hole on the stage, I'll tell you that much. But
All right, I'll put in a good word. I know a guy. We have our new neon Pimpin' Joy hoodies and t-shirts. 100% of the proceeds are going to our Pimpin' Joy military fund. Amy, will you explain to our listeners how that money gets used?
Okay, so just to give a few examples, Pimpin' Joy funds have gone to help a wounded veteran get a track wheelchair. And we were also able to be a part of building a home for a disabled vet through Building Homes for Heroes. So it all goes to help our veterans with their specific needs. And, I mean, it's just spreading joy to those that are sacrificing so much to keep us safe.
Bobby Bones.
It's an hour-long in-studio concert.
With Luke Combs. Joy Week.
Yeah, here we go again. If you just turn your radio on, you're lucky because Luke Combs is in studio. We're back here with our bud Luke. I guess I want to talk about what's going on with you for a minute. You just got nominated for the CMA Male Vocalist of the Year. How'd you find out about the nomination?
I was in a REM sleep, violently awoken by my girlfriend shaking me in the bed. And she was like, "Hey, did you hear the news?" I'm like, "Well, I mean, I'm sleeping right now, so how would I have heard?" No, but it was awesome. And I was like, I had set my alarm to get up, and I'm a heavy sleeper. So I sometimes don't make it through my alarms. My alarm, outsleep them, outlive my alarms, I would say. And, so she woke me up and told me, and I accidentally called Lynn, who you can't see is actually in the room right now. And she was like, "Oh my God." And I had like, was just picking my phone up off the desk and accidentally called her. And so she thought I was like ready to talk about the thing. And I was like, "Hold on, like, give me a second. I don't even know what's going on here." I was in my boxers, which is not the thing that you're going to want to see, by the way, if you happen to catch a glimpse of that. But I was mid sleep, and it was the most crazy thing to, you know, it's still hard to just imagine it, like just even being nominated for that, something that you watch growing up and something that you just think would be such an unattainable thing, I think, when you start doing this. And I'm just very, very humbled to even be in the conversation.
Well, we're proud of you, bud. I want to know, what's the one thing you got to have on the road with you at all times?
That's a dip can right there. I have become a very cranky guy if I don't have that. I need to quit. I'm going to quit. I promise you I'm going to quit. But that is the thing, unfortunately, right now, that I have to have on the road.
Amy's making a face right now. Amy, is there something you want to say?
Have you ever Google imaged what your face might look like if you have to remove half of your jaw?
Yeah, my girlfriend does that about once a week. So
I did that to my husband when I found out he was dipping. But he was a pilot in the Air Force, and most pilots, when they're doing long flights or something, they use it to stay awake. And I found some in his flight suit when I was doing laundry, and I had no idea he dipped. And I Google imaged stuff, and when he got home from work, I was like, let's have a little chat.
That's weird, because for me, it kind of makes me tired a little bit.
Oh, really?
If I'm driving, especially if I'm driving and I put a hammer in it, it makes me real tired.
Oh, well, that's at least the excuse he gave me.
So maybe now you go, hey, listen.
I have not found a can of dip since.
All right, let's put the skull away and let's get to some more music. Luke, you told us you were going to do a cover medley. What do you got over there? Set this up for me.
So this is a medley that we do every night on stage. I like to take some time to kind of let the guys do their thing, and we all just kind of get together and talk about songs that we enjoy, and the guys, you can't see them, obviously, because you're listening on the radio, but the guys here are a lot smarter than I am, musically speaking, which I think they would all agree on, and so, you know, we all figure out stuff that they can kind of mesh together well and we think is good for our fans and our set, and this is what we came up with. So without further ado, the Wild Cards. Luke Combs and the Wild Cards. We got to bring that back.
We do
have to bring that back. This is the Wild Cards. Go ahead, boys.
Yeah! There it is. Yeah, killed that. Hey, listen, it's Joy Week on the Bobby Bone Show. We've got Luke Combs and his full band here. Our Pimpin' Joy shirts are up at BobbyBones.com. 100% of the proceeds benefit going to the Pimpin' Joy Veteran Fund, which we love and appreciate and respect our military so much, and it helps people who come back after they've served our country. BobbyBones.com to go see that. Luke Combs is still here with the full band. Luke, can you hang out?
Yeah, sure thing.
Bobby Bones.
It's an hour-long in-studio concert.
With Luke Combs. Joy Week.
Yes, that's what we're doing. We're celebrating joy. Find the joy in you today. Do something good for somebody today. Because Luke Combs is a nice guy. He's doing something for us. He came in just... Luke didn't have anything to promote. Luke just came in to play music. Luke Combs is here. Been playing music with his band all hour long. Been racking up those plaques. Number one album. Platinum singles. Do you have a place in your house you're just putting all your stuff?
Yeah, right now it's in my guest room floor, just all stacked up because I don't have anywhere to put it. I still live in an apartment, so there's not, you know. It's very weird to go in your house and have just pictures of yourself everywhere, I think, you know. So I'm waiting for maybe somewhere that's like, maybe I'll get a man cave one day and I'll have all that stuff in there, you know. But I don't want, like, I don't know. I guess I don't want my home to kind of feel like a shrine to myself, you know, because like it's like me and my girlfriend's home, you know what I mean? So I want it to be like something that represents both of us and things that we're both proud of, and not just something that kind of is like this, you know, kind of shrine to myself, I guess.
What does she think about all your success? Like, you've blown up this last year.
You know, it's interesting. It's a interesting, you know, thing to like be in a relationship with somebody you love and be this person that's like perceived as, I think, someone that's, I don't know, like, fame is such a perceived thing to me that like when we're home, there's no like, it's just like we're just home together. There is no like, I'm this famous guy. Like, that doesn't exist in our relationship, you know. So I think that's a really cool and really healthy thing. So she knocks me down off my peg more than anything, which is, I think, the best thing ever. And so, you know, she's great, but she's super proud, and I'm proud of her too.
Luke Combs is here with his full band. Luke, tell us about the next song.
This is a song about precipitation. The next two songs, actually, are songs. It's a very weather-themed segment we're having here. I had this really sad title on my phone called When It Rains, It Pours, and I sat down to write it with Ray and Jordan Walker, and they said, hey, man, you should stop being so sad all the time. And I said, all right, well, let's write a fun song. And that's what we did, and people seemed to like it. It's called When It Rains, It Pours.
Hey, guys, so because of licensing rules, we can't play anything with music on this iHeartRadio channel or podcast anymore. But you can go to BobbyBones.com to see it. We hate that we had to take it down. It wasn't our decision, but just wanted to keep you up, and we wanted to keep up as much as possible. So go to BobbyBones.com to watch or hear whatever you're missing right now. And thank you for listening to the show. And sorry about all the legal stuff. Mr. Bobby Bones. Luke Combs is here. Come on. All right, Luke, I want to know, what's the biggest splurge that you made recently?
Oh, man, splurge. Huh, I'm trying to think. I bought a Chevelle a while ago, but that was in March or something. But I bought a 69 Chevelle, and that's like, I mean, it's totally stock. It's not like really cool or anything.
What does that mean, totally stock?
Like, it's all original. Oh, it's just like,
just,
you know,
came that way?
Yeah, stock. Just total original. Yeah, it's so I bought that. I thought that was really cool. My parents used to drive me to elementary school in a old, like, really, like, when a Chevelle wasn't cool to have. My parents were driving me to elementary school in a Chevelle, and so now it's like kind of cool to have one, at least one that's nice. Ours was all rusted out and had like spare tires on it and stuff.
So have you ridden around in it with your parents yet?
I have, yeah. I let my dad's driven it, my mom's driven it and stuff. So it's really cool. It was really cool having that moment with them. But yeah, I thought that was a kind of a cool ode, I don't know, to like my childhood and kind of a full circle kind of moment.
Well, Luke, we've had you and your band here all hour long. One song left. What are you going to finish this out with?
This is called Hurricane.
Luke Combs. Man, you know you're my dude. Thanks for coming in. Thanks for being a part of Joy Week. We appreciate that. Amy, is there anything that you want to ask Luke Combs before he goes?
Okay, Luke, Joy Week is all about spreading positivity and choosing joy. So what's something you can tell our listeners about how you choose joy in your own life?
Well, you know, I, first off, thanks for having me and thanks for asking me to be a part. It was a big honor. And, you know, I try to be positive all the time in general. Sometimes I'm not, you know, I'm very guilty of that. But I would say, you know, I just try to keep myself in check because we live crazy lives. The artists do. But I think sometimes we live in a bubble where we think I think my life is hard. But when I really think about, you know, the people listening to the radio that are working 60 hours a week and trying to feed their family, it's like I realize that I have it great, and so that's what keeps me positive, you know. And I try to just I try to just get up every day and be thankful for what I have and thankful for what I get to do.
And with that, we will slap our hands together one final time for Luke Combs and his band. Thank you, Luke Combs. There he is. Come on. Awesome. Night. Hey, buddy, good to see you, man.
Joy. It's Joy Week
on the Bobby Bones Show.
Oh! It's time for the good news
with Amy.
Tell me something good.
So shout out to this single mom, Quilla Bohannon. She has made it her mission to help boost little girls' confidence and show love for kids battling cancer or other hair loss conditions by making them free wigs. She personally knows how it feels to be bullied for not having hair and how it can tarnish your self-esteem, and she doesn't want kids to have to go through that. It takes her 30 days to complete one wig.
Wow.
Yeah.
And she does it, huh?
Yeah, and she's made over 1,200.
Wow.
I know.
That's really cool.
And she does
cool.
it for free.
I know. That's really cool and really thoughtful. That's so cool. That's a good one. I mean, come on. That's what they call her what? What do they call her?
The wig fairy.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good name.
Cool. Yeah.
I was going to say that's what it's all about, but Amy stopped me, but she added something good to it. The wig fairy is definitely a good thing. All right. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine, Mr. Bobby Bones. Let's
go. Transmitting. Across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, nah, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Hey. Hey, so Monday night next week, I'll be dancing to You Can't Touch This.
Can't touch this.
On Dancing with the Stars.
Look in my eyes, man.
You can't touch this. Ring the bell.
Yo, let me bust.
School's in, there. Sucker.
Fresh new kids.
Man, this was my jam back in the day. I had MC Hammer. This is Please Hammer, Don't Hurt Him. I burned this tape up, man. We practiced yesterday for the first time. My legs are hurting. They're sore and they're injured a little bit, but you can't touch. I haven't seen the wardrobe yet. Like, my partner designs the wardrobe, does the dances. She's like an artist, like creative.
What kind of dance is this?
Well, it can be whatever you want, but we're doing the cha-cha to
Ooh.
It. I don't, it doesn't mean anything to me.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah. They know. You're talking about the hand, or you're talking about the shoulders. Come on, it's gonna be good, I think.
singles I swung so fast on my whiteboard tape. To learn what it's gonna do tonight.
So it's me, Sharna, my dance partner, we got to bring someone in. And I got to call the person that kind of got me into the show. There are a few people that I've been close with in this show that have said, hey, do it, or given me advice. Drew Scott from Property Brothers, who texted me yesterday just to kind of check in and be like, hey, because him and I are very similar because he's goofy and really he's super nice. And I was talking to everybody knows who Drew Scott is from Property Brothers?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So him and I spent some time together just talking about it, and he was like, it's a lot because you have a real job. And he was shooting all this Property Brothers stuff at the same time. And he said, you're going to be like me, and it's just going to be nonstop work, dance all the time, and you don't know how to dance.
Oof.
He's like, but you're going to love the process. And so I talked to him for a bit yesterday. Another one was Jana Kramer, and then Candace Cameron, and Lindsay Sterling, who I was like, hey, should I do this? And she was like, oh, yes, I loved it. So I got to call her and be like, will you be our trio partner? So it's me, Sharna, and Lindsay Sterling, who is a crazy classical violin player, but she dances and jumps around. She's insanely good. And we're going to do You Can't Touch This. So, that'll be next
Look
week.
Look in my eyes, man. You can't touch this.
Yes, Lunchbox.
So now that you've been on Dancing with the Stars for a few weeks, I got a two-level question.
Oh, two levels.
Two levels.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Have anybody slid into your DMs?
No, and I looked. I'll be honest. Yes, Eddie, I went to my DMs. And I opened them up, and I just wanted to see if, like, anyone... What do you mean, anyone? Listeners talk to me all the time.
No, listeners. I'm talking, like, celebrities. Because celebrities watch the show, and they're like, oh, I'd like to go... That's how celebs get in contact with each other, is they slide into the DM. So I just wonder what's going on in your DM box.
Other than our listeners, nobody's sliding anywhere.
Really?
Wow.
Are you missing them?
No, Amy, I'm telling you.
Are you scrolling far enough down? Like, you get a lot, probably.
I do, but I look. I was just like, because I try to read our listener messages, so I see everything. No, I'm not cool enough for people to be sliding into my DMs, I don't think. So, no. Like, nobody, what are you asking? Like, somebody, like, famous?
Yeah, no, like celebs that watch the show and be like, man, I've never met that Bobby Bones cat. Let me see his Instagram. Oh, there it is. What? Mr. Bobby Bones. Let me slide into that DM. Hey, dude, how you doing? Nice dance. Would you like to dance with me one night to dinner or something like that, you know?
Zero.
Nothing. Mm-mm. Okay. What about the old girl that you've been, how do you say it, courting?
Huh?
Hmm.
The one that Eddie's bugging me about and wants me to give a name.
Eddie, you still don't know.
I still don't know.
So,
and he'll still hit me up.
And it's not Haley Cuoco or whatever her name is.
So most people still assume it's my dance partner. I think that's a solid guess.
Yeah.
We spend a lot of time together.
I haven't ruled her out yet.
And I'm just not letting people sniff in any direction at this point. And here's why. People are like, why don't you just reveal it? I feel like I'm comfortable revealing that I've been dating someone. Not even dating. Amy, what would you use with our terminology?
I mean, I consider it dating because you told me how many times y'all hung out, and I feel like that's dating.
And we hung out again.
So how many times
now
total?
You're adding to the...
Oh, I didn't say how many.
Okay.
But...
More than five?
Have you got ice cream in the last week?
I don't know.
Makes no difference.
Ice cream have to do with it.
Just ask good questions.
That is a question.
More than five?
Okay, you're dating.
No, I'm asking. No.
Oh, no.
Restating your question. What? More than five?
More than five.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're dating.
Ooh.
See?
But I don't know it's not like dating.
Oh, do you know if she's dating anybody else?
I don't.
Or he?
No. I don't know if he or she is.
So it's just
you guys stop.
Have you been or thought about... Would you consider going on a date with somebody else? Or would you feel weird if you did?
Good question.
Because
you guys are also just assuming it's someone where? California? Are you assuming that?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, because you're there.
No, it could be somebody in Nashville.
Yeah, I'm not assuming anything. Okay. Answer my question.
I don't know. What was your question there?
Oh,
Perry Mason?
Come on. I said...
Murder, She Wrote?
This is how you know when you're feeling like you're dating someone is when you... wouldn't consider going on a date with somebody else.
Let me put it this way.
Hey. Let him answer the question.
I'm just going to throw this out there. Yeah. Yes.
We're using old references that nobody gets unless you watch TV Land 10 years ago. Yes, go ahead, Amy.
Yeah, Perry Mason and Matlock.
Yeah.
Okay. If you were, let's say you did want to go on a date with somebody else, would you feel like you were doing something you shouldn't be doing and you should let them know?
No, but I probably wouldn't. And it's not like I date.
Ooh,
I probably wouldn't.
It's
just in a weird place. But here's why I don't reveal it. Because she doesn't deserve to get whatever happens when I go, hey, I'm going out with somebody.
Release to the hounds.
Yes, I love our listeners. And they are passionate. And they help us do a lot of great things.
Correct.
And they also run over and follow everybody that took me, which is great. So I just want to chill out for a minute, you know?
Okay.
Go ahead.
Have you got our promise ring?
No. What? I'm not 11.
You have the worst questions, Lunchbox.
He wants to know if you've had ice cream in the last
what
week.
What kind of
and
ice
if you got
cream?
Our promise
Did
ring?
You ask her to the social?
Have you met her family?
Okay, it's a better.
Good question.
Yeah, you guys don't hate on me.
You're having to even think about this,
no,
you have.
I'm just thinking yeah, so it looks like I'm thinking. About it? The only person who doesn't know who it is Eddie.
Yeah.
By the way.
See, so why are you guys asking these
but
dumb
they don't
questions?
Know
because
the
I don't know these
Whoa.
Answers, Eddie.
They don't
the
know
questions
the
I have asked have not been dumb.
That's true. Right?
Either have I have a way about my questioning. You go with the superficial,
you
then you hit it with the hard.
Lion King with her.
What?
Have you made plans for Thanksgiving with her?
No.
Whoa.
Okay.
That's still over
it's
a
2 months
away.
Away.
Can we you started planning your wedding?
Can we
Have
expect
you bought her a Christmas present?
Go ahead.
Can we expect a couple's costume on Halloween?
No.
Ooh,
I don't think so. Oh. That's a decent question.
Yeah, that's a
no,
good
I,
question.
I know all my questions are good.
Not true.
No, no, absolutely not true. Not true.
Has she seen the inside of your apartment in L.A.?
I don't think I want to answer that one.
Oh,
yes!
I just don't want to answer that one.
We got a winner, Lunchbox.
No, I'm not saying yes or no to that one. I'm just not saying. I'm not. The only person who figured it out was Morgan number two. I had to tell everybody else.
Does she have a toothbrush at your apartment in Los Angeles?
No.
Oh. Huh.
No, it's not that, guys. It's
has so, she ever cooked you breakfast?
No. Slow and easy down the road
so
I go. You
dumb.
Know what I mean?
No, that's not a dumb question.
No, it's a good one.
That means they spent the night together.
I know. We know. We get what it means.
Lunchbox, we're not stupid.
Okay.
Well, you guys looked at me like that was a dumb question. So,
are we done?
Ooh,
so anyway, it's not even. That wasn't even the point.
Has
of it.
She swam in your pool?
Is that a metaphor? What is that? I don't know what that means.
That just
has she rang
like
the bell
bad.
On the trolley?
If you
Wait,
know
what?
What I mean.
No.
Oh
I haven't even swam in the pool. It's full of leaves.
You have a pool?
Amy, I haven't been home but like 3 days in the past 80
oh,
months.
Oh, yeah. You have a pool at your house.
Yeah.
I forgot.
Yeah. Okay. Enough. Thank you, everybody, for voting. Really.
Yes.
That's the pool he was talking about.
Eddie's okay. Like upset he can't go. It's in the crowd again. He wants to go back.
I just feel like I add a lot to the crowd.
Yeah, when
ambience.
Do we go back?
I feel Whenever like you want. But I think I paid for Eddie.
So
oh,
that's why
did?
I'm hinting again.
Yeah. I paid for Eddie. And then.
I didn't know that.
I didn't pay for Amy, but
yeah, that's fun.
Amy's balling over here.
I know. Yeah. I do want to go again though. Stat.
Ahmad's coming. I'm bringing Ahmad out this week. My friend Ahmad.
Oh, that's gonna be awesome.
Yeah. So, anyway, are we done? Can we wrap this up? What?
Ahmad's gonna be there for Can't Touch This. That's gonna be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Can't touch this. Mm. Look in my eyes. Can't touch this.
Eddie, you're the only one that doesn't know. Leader in the clubhouse. Give me your top three people who you think it could be, and then we're gonna wrap this segment up.
Okay. Well, I'll bring back Sharna in there because this last episode, you guys got really close to kissing, and I was like, oh my gosh, it's gonna happen.
Wait, where do you put her? At one, two, or three?
A two.
Well, you get okay. Go in some order though. Like yeah, three, two, one, or one, two, three.
No, he's gonna go 2-3-1.
2-9-37.
Okay. So three.
At number three, go ahead.
I have someone that works in Dancing with the Stars, maybe backstage, like maybe a makeup person.
Okay. Just so someone there.
Yeah.
What's
works,
her name?
Works behind the scenes.
Okay.
I don't
they
know.
Need a name. Okay. That's number three. Okay. Number go ahead.
Two, your partner, Sharna.
Okay.
And then number one.
Here's the big one.
Number one.
Yeah, you think it could be?
A big celebrity in Los Angeles. A big celebrity. That makes a lot of money. That's my number one.
Okay, there's number one.
Yeah.
Okay, but you don't have a name. You just have that they're a celebrity.
He has one name out of three people.
Sharna is all I have.
Okay.
So are you saying movie star or like
oh, yeah,
TV
movie.
Star?
No, movie star.
Okay. Ooh. You're an idiot.
Like maybe Kate Beckinsale, movie star.
And how would I land her?
What do you mean? You're on Dancing with the Stars. You're on national
You've
television.
You've run into her before.
Yeah, and I was like, oh.
You're hanging around all these studios, man.
No, I'm not. Eddie, I'm doing nothing.
Oh, okay.
I'm not doing... You've seen what I do. Yeah. I do nothing except dance
Apartment,
and work.
Dance.
Radio, yes.
Yeah, radio.
The Bobby Bones Show.
People are going crazy over the A Star Is Born soundtrack. I still want to see the movie. I'm totally sold by the hype. I don't know if I would have cared, but the hype has made me care. And I have friends that have seen it, and they say it's fantastic. And I don't know if they're swallowed by the hype, but now I just got to see it, you know? So here's a song from A Star Is Born called Shallow.
I'm up the deep end, watch as I dive in. I'll never meet the ground.
Lady Gaga, huh? A lot of my songwriter friends wrote these songs.
That's so cool.
Yeah. And Bradley Cooper based his character off of Eddie Vedder from Pearl Jam.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, he did.
Wow.
So, okay, so what I'll do is I'll give you a song. You tell me the movie it's from, okay? Got
yeah.
it?
Okay.
All right. Songs made famous by movies. Amy, you're first. Ready?
Ready.
Don't you forget about me from Simple Minds. Think about it.
Don't you
What movie was this used in? Made it famous. All right, Amy, go ahead.
Breakfast at Tiffany's?
Ooh, so close. It's
Breakfast Club. Yeah. That's what I meant.
Oh.
That's what I meant.
If you only got points over what you meant.
Yeah.
I know.
Oh, man. Oh,
no. Lunchbox, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
What movie...
I
Will Always Love You... by Whitney Houston.
We'll always love you.
All right, go ahead.
One of the greatest actors of all time, Kevin Costner, The Bodyguard.
There he is. There he is. Amy, ready? Lose Yourself from Eminem. What movie's that?
8 Mile.
Nice. Yep.
All right, Lunchbox.
Yeah.
To take the lead. What movie?
Life is a
Rascal Flatts. Life is a Highway. You ever heard this song?
Yeah, I've heard this.
It was never put out as a radio single, but this movie made it so big. It's a big song for them.
That's in a movie. It has to be Toy Story.
Oh, close.
Mm-hmm.
Cars.
Oh!
So close.
The first, you can't steal. The first time Amy and I ever hung out, we went and watched Cars together.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who paid?
Me, I'm
Bobby.
Sure.
Did you share popcorn?
No.
I don't think. I
One
popcorn.
Drink or two?
Oh, here we go again.
What's wrong with this guy?
It wasn't a date. I was dating my now husband.
Oh. And did she
like,
get in your spaceship and ride it to the moon?
Did you guys share Twizzlers?
No, I don't eat Twizzlers. Maybe I did then. Okay, ready?
Yeah,
Amy.
We probably did. We didn't eat that great back then.
Yeah, you're probably right. All right, here we go. What movie is this from? Old Time Rock and Roll. Bob Seger. Come on.
I'm picturing Tom Cruise or something.
Yeah. Hands together. Sue's so.
Everybody now.
Cocktail?
Excuse me?
Cocktail.
What's that?
Cocktail.
What?
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 No, I'm sorry. You're close. It's Risky Business.
Oh, that's when he comes out in the t-shirt
and
no
underwear.
Pants.
Yeah.
Oh,
Lunchbox,
so
last one.
Oh, yeah, I'm ready to
For the
this.
Win.
Oh,
for
yeah,
the win.
Go ahead, hit it with me.
I depend on me.
Independent Women.
Oh, yeah.
Destiny's Child. Oh, he's standing up. What movie is that from? Lunchbox, For the Win.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Moulin Rouge.
Is that right?
No.
What?
Even in the song, they talk about Charlie's Angels. Charlie, how your angels get down like that. Girl, you know you get down like that. Charlie, how your angels get down like that. There you go.
It might have been in Moulin Rouge also.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you might want to check that soundtrack.
Okay. We got a tie here today, folks. But we did have fun, right?
Yeah,
we did have fun. That's what it's all about.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Our audio producer, Raymundo, just registered to vote. Look at this guy right here.
Yeah.
Honestly, it'd been a long, long time, and I don't even think I'd done it since college. And even then, I just did it for extra credit, and I don't think I actually voted. I only registered to vote, which is terrible. I'm an American. I'm a citizen. There's people overseas fighting for that right to vote, and I just never did it. I was lazy all the time.
But are you going to vote now?
I'm going
He's
to vote.
Come on, come on.
Voting.
I'll be voting. Make it work. Taylor Swift, get you or what?
Oh, no, it wasn't that. No, it was my girlfriend. She was getting on me. She's like, I'm just appalled that you've made these bets on presidents. You're like, your parents are huge into politics and voting.
You did bet on Donald Trump to win.
And I didn't even vote for the guy. Like, as a bettor, and you have a chance to kind of hedge your, that's dumb. I'm just dumb. But yeah, I'm finally voting, so I'm proud of myself.
Like, come on, look at this guy. He's finally voting. How old are you?
33. It took a couple years, yeah.
It did. he registered to vote for extra credit, then didn't even vote. What was that, college?
Yeah, they gave us 5 bonus points easily, I think, when you did it.
Yeah, good. Everybody votes, right?
Yeah.
Everybody votes.
Oh, I rocked the vote. What
are you saying?
Except for the last presidential election, my husband and I were both in Haiti. My husband voted because he did early voting, but I didn't. And then I was like, ooh, I'm in Haiti, but missed it.
You'll get it this time.
Well, we had to go there and live there for like 2 weeks to try to get our kids, and I definitely just missed it.
A new survey found the average American experiences 2 boosts in confidence in a day. We're at our most confident around 12:30 in the afternoon. We feel the best. And they have a whole list here of things that make you feel better. Number 1's a new haircut. When you get a new haircut, you feel good. That's the number 1 thing you can do to boost your confidence. Number 2 is, Amy, what are you, wearing a new outfit? Did I do it for you?
Yeah, totally. If I like get dressed up, feels good.
And number 3, and we'll kind of jump into this a little bit. Number 3 is hearing your favorite song or one of your favorite songs, okay? So around the room, what song do you hear and it makes you go, oh, that kind of puts me in a better mood? Amy, what's your song?
Right now, it's my favorite song still, and it has been for a while, and I still turn it up, and it's Old Dominion Hotel Key.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
Slipped it in a purse, I guess. It makes her think of me. And that night we left our hearts on the sleeves and the clothes all over the floor. We both know we can't.
Lunchbox?
Oh, man, this one's a good one. Extreme, more than words.
Interesting.
That's an interesting pick.
Yeah, you want to know why?
Because I love this song, and I know it.
This is a fabulous song, and it takes me back. Because every night on 6th Street, I would end the night at Soho the Bar, and this was the last song they played. And so it brings back such good memories.
That's cool.
And you look at, okay, it's go time. It's now or never. Which chick you finding?
Oh.
Interesting. This
then you wouldn't have to say that you love me, 'cause I already know.
Here we go. Yeah, look at that. Black and white video. Remember that?
So good. Just him and the guitarist. Uh-huh. So good.
Takes you back, man.
Do you know anything about them and the song, or just
don't know anything about them? Didn't know if it was a group, band, one guy. Have no idea. Don't know anything about them.
Just it was go time to find a girl.
It was go time at Soho.
Our video producer Eddie, what's your feel good song?
Oh, Better Man by Pearl Jam. And you say confidence, for real. I was trying to break up with my girlfriend one time when I was dating her, like in high school, and I heard this song on the radio, and I was like, I'm gonna do it, and I broke up with her that day. I did. It gave me confidence. Listen to that.
Can't find a better man.
Mythology album?
Yes, yes.
Oh.
So good.
Morgan, number 2, who's 25 years old. What is your confidence song? You hear it, it makes you feel good.
Don't Stop Believing, Journey.
Why that song?
It just makes me feel happy. I hear it and I'm like, this song, I can't not smile when hearing that song.
Don't stop.
Funny how it's classic rock for her. When were you born?
1993.
This song probably came out in the 70s?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good one. Tough one for me. I didn't know what that meant. I just listed a bunch of songs. If I have to.
So do you have one?
Well, yeah, I didn't know. I made a list.
And, oh.
Oh, it's 10 songs.
Well,
here you go.
3. But I have this Keith Urban song.
Take a wreck,
I love You'll Figure Me. I hear this, I'm just like, memories, and I love sad songs. Like, sad songs make me feel happy for some reason.
Take
so I love this one, and I love White Stripes. This one gets me fired up. And you know what I listen to before I dance every time is Cinderella Man from Eminem.
Really?
Yeah. Because it's like, he's not supposed to be here. He's freaking Cinderella Man. He's like, he's a guy from Trailer Park. Like, he only gets one shot.
Catch lightning in the bottle, set fire to water, coming out the nozzle on the fire hose, fire and swatter. Cinderella Man.
I listen to this song like before I do anything big.
So you listen to this every time before you dance?
Uh-huh.
That's cool to
every
know.
Time. Every time.
Take the hands of time and cuff them.
It's all you're talking about. He's like a dude that shouldn't be there, and he is.
There's a storm coming at the weatherman. Couldn't
predict. I start to bump, you better flee, cause I get ticked. It's a wrap, I was down, when I was down, I was kicked. I got up, I'm back to punch you to the ground, you trick.
So yeah, Cinderella, you know Cinderella, like, she's just a poor maid or whatever, yes. And she gets to go to the ball. That's what it is. And like Cinderella Man the Box, you ever see that movie?
That's a great movie, Russell Crowe.
Yeah. So I feel like I am Cinderella girl.
No, man.
Oh, my bad. My bad. Yeah, that's good, huh? You got that? You got a pile coming up, Amy? Got some good stuff in the pile?
Yeah, some good stuff.
All right. Amy's going to do the news coming up in a second. And don't forget our Pimp and Joy shirts up at BobbyBones.com. If you buy one, hopefully you'll spread a positive message. Two, we don't keep the money. Three, it goes to help our military when they come back from being deployed overseas if they have physical injuries or mental injuries. So, you know, what's up, Amy?
And well, so the neon, the really colorful shirt, that's like our brand new one. But mm-hmm. I've had some questions of people asking if anything Pimp and Joy goes towards that fund right now. And the answer is yes.
The answer is yes. Hey, it's Bobby Bones here with another Best Fiends announcement. You need this game in your life, folks. It's the mobile game that everyone's talking about. If you still haven't played Best Fiends, you know, what are you waiting for? People that play this game love it. Just read all the reviews in the Apple App Store or Google Play. And you'll see it's consistently rated 5 out of 5 stars. There's no coincidence. No other mobile game is like it that I've seen. And once you play it, like our listeners, I do think you'll love it. Collect tons of characters, solve thousands of puzzles. You'll probably be obsessed with it. Very soon, one of your friends or family will tell you about the game, but you'll already know because you heard me talk about it. Hey, stop crushing candy. That's so 2015. Play Best Fiends. You won't regret it. As a matter of fact, you may tweet me or send me a Facebook message and actually thank me for it. Download Best Fiends for free on the Apple App Store or Google Play right now. That's Friends without the R, Best Fiends. Again, Friends without the R, Best Fiends.
Whoa. The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Bobby, give me the 2 most visited homes in America. Can you name them?
Yeah, homes. Let me think about
it. 2 most visited.
They have to be people that are huge to America, meaning like the reason America exists, right? So I'm going to go the Kardashians. Excuse me?
Oh. I was going to say, I think you've been to both.
Oh, yeah. So Lunchbox's house and Amy's house. I don't know. Like,
I see where you're going because now you're thinking like drive-by to visit a celebrity's house like the Kardashians. But you can actually like go to these places.
Okay, I'm going to go with the White House.
Yeah, right.
Boom!
Okay.
That's one.
Okay, is the other one, is it historical, the other one?
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure you've been, and I want to go.
Full House.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
No, I've been there.
The other house.
It's part of history, a history that you would appreciate and love.
I don't know, Amy.
You know it.
Yeah, what? Yeah, you ain't number hand.
Graceland.
I've never been to Graceland. I've never been.
Oh, yeah, he hasn't been.
I thought you had.
No, and I want to go so bad. Yeah, no, I've never been to Graceland. Eddie's been.
I've been. I love it.
Yeah.
I want to go again soon, so.
Dude, let's go.
Let's book a trip.
Yeah. Dude, I wish they would do Elvis Night on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh.
How cool would that be? Yeah. So it's the White House and Graceland?
Yeah.
Graceland?
Graceland?
I say Graceland. Yeah, yeah. Okay,
like
cool.
Graceland.
What else?
So if you're a fan of double stuff Oreos, well, then get ready for this because, I mean, double stuff I love way better than regular. But now Oreos is launching a new cookie called Most Stuff, and it looks to have double the cream as double stuff.
So it's double the double. So it's quadruple stuff.
Yeah, and they don't have a release date yet. They just said coming soon, but when I saw it, I sent it to about 3 of my friends that I know are obsessed with Oreos too, like double stuffed, and I'm like, whoa, we're about to get our most stuffed on. Because I'll even take, if I'm going to have an Oreo, I'll go all out. I'll even take a double stuffed apart and sandwich it together with another one to get me some more stuff.
Wow. Interesting.
And did you know stuff only has one F?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, Oreo. If you ever look at the packaging, it's S-T-U-F.
Well,
I don't know why Oreo did that.
I can't figure out why we as Americans are getting fatter, though. I just can't. I can't figure it out.
It's a mystery.
Yeah. Like, I'm over here. Amy, who was the 3rd president of the United States?
Washington, Adams.
But she knows stuff is spelled 1 F. Like, that's my point. That's all my point. All right, Amy, what else you got?
Then skipped another one, then Adams again.
Okay. Go ahead.
So, since we're talking about food, real quick, this will not make us fat because I don't think anybody's going to be eating this, but they're coming out with Christmas tree flavored potato chips, and they are described to have
Who wants to eat a Christmas tree?
Ugh.
Well, I love a good Christmas tree scented candle.
Okay, but I like to smell gasoline. I don't want to eat it.
Well, I love that piney, woodsy smell, and that's exactly what they say that these potato chips will have, or they do have, a piney, woodsy taste made with pine salt seasoning.
Well, it's hard to eat a smell. Like, that's where my brain's not going, but...
It's October, what is it, October 10th?
Yeah.
Okay, so I think in like 16 or 17 days, the Hallmark Channel is going to start airing their Christmas movies. What up?
Oh my goodness.
Amy gets excited about
getting
the weird
in the Christmas spirit.
The quadruple stuff Oreos and Hallmark movies. Oh, America.
Christmas. Yeah. Hallmark Christmas movies.
There you go. Amy, is that
okay.
it?
Okay. Yeah, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
It's a good pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Thank you for hanging tonight. I have a cool event for musicians on call. I think a lot of us are going. Yeah, I'm very involved, and they're kind enough to give me an award. But even kinder are the people that are going to come play, because I was like, hey, would you mind? And Thomas Rhett's going to come play.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, Chris Jansen's going to come play. So, you know, it's always nice when your friends, I don't know, I'm grateful those guys are my buddies and will come out. So I'm doing that tonight, and I have dance practice for like 800 hours. So
800?
Yes.
Wow.
I had one single day off in 4.5 weeks. My legs are fatigued. Not even one day off. And I'm not complaining. It's just my legs are. My head's like, let's rock, baby. My legs are like, oh, come on. Give me a little break here.
How are your feet feeling from last week?
Just, I have holes in them from, I was barefoot for a week. That's me. Amy, what's up with you?
Nothing, just hanging out with my dad in Austin. Sad that I can't be there for your event tonight. Definitely wanted to be there. It's going to be cool.
Yeah, it will be cool. We're thinking about you. Lunchbox?
I'll be out on the pitch scoring goals. Co-ed soccer tonight.
Yeah, you still into that?
Yeah, still into it. Absolutely.
Does the baby come to watch you?
Baby hadn't been to watch yet. Maybe tonight's the night. Maybe he gets out there. He needs to see me out on the field so he can be inspired.
I didn't think about that. That's a good point. We will see you tomorrow.
I don't know why you guys are laughing.
We're not. We love it.
No, no, no. It's cool.
We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you so much. Tomorrow, Old Dominion in. That Old Dominion's going to do Joy Week tomorrow. Thank you, bye.
Bobby Bones.